Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance at $310 million. Play today.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Missouri House Speaker Todd Richardson is inviting NAACP leader Rod Chappell to continue to offer his views to the legislature. Richardson is responding to Pineville State Rep. Bill Lance's refusal to let Chappell finish his testimony during a committee hearing Monday on proposed changes to employment discrimination laws. During an NAACP event today at the Capitol, Chappell thanked Richardson for his support.
If we as people can't come to the Capitol and articulate concerns on a policy level and at least be heard, I think that our democracy is broken.
Lance, who is the chairman of the House's Special Committee on Litigation Reform, says he's honoring a request from Richardson to hold a second public hearing. Missouri lawmakers are looking at a proposal to require a special prosecutor in cases where charges or a complaint is filed against an officer involved in a shooting. Jason Taylor reports.
The measure follows several years of high-profile incidents in which officers were acquitted after being charged in the deaths of African-American men. Sarah Baker with the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri says county prosecutors are ill-equipped to bring cases against members of their own law enforcement agencies.
It is bizarre to have a prosecutor and a police department working so closely together and then to have them investigate themselves.
Opponents say the measure would strip the voice of constituents who elect local prosecutors. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
A woman and her boyfriend have been charged in Monday's shooting death of a 6-year-old girl in St. Louis. 27-year-old Ebony Jones and 31-year-old Jeremy Ramey have been charged. Ramey told police that he and Jones smoked drugs and fell asleep, leaving a loaded 9mm gun unattended. Mackenzie Bostick and her 3 siblings were left unsupervised. One of the siblings reportedly shot Mackenzie. Missouri House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick is frustrated by what he describes as a court's decision to sentence a man to 4 months in prison for exposing himself and then touching a 14-year-old girl. The Shelnob Republican discussed the case during Monday's budget presentation from the Missouri Department of Corrections.
It seems to me that we're on a collision course with a new prison, and that may be something we have to look at. You know, I'd rather see if we could do something to make it where we didn't need as many prisons. But if it comes down to giving child molesters 4 months in jail or building a new prison, I am in favor of building a new prison.
Fitzpatrick tells Missouri Net his comment about being on a, quote, collision course is out of frustration over sentencing practices. The Lake News Online is reporting that jury deliberations are underway for Lee Summit lawyer Susan Van Note, who has been charged with murdering her father and his girlfriend near the Lake of the Ozarks in 2010. This is Missouri Net News.